Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shroff. All day today, we've been bringing you non-stop the latest developments in the huge political crisis in Maharashtra. At least 30 rebel Shiv Sena MLAs are in Guwahati presently, where they were flown in early this morning from Surat, where they drove into from Mumbai. With more leaders now arriving in Guwahati, it seems that the main faction of the Shiv Sena is led by Eknath Shinde, not Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray, who spoke for the first time this evening when he reached out to his party leaders and said, "If you want me to resign, I will." The ball now very much in the court of Eknath Shinde. What will he do? Will he break the Shiv Sena, form a breakaway faction and support the BJP? Or will he replace Uddhav Thackeray, possibly as the supreme leader of the Shiv Sena, if not the chief minister? In the process, keeping the Mahavikas Aghadi government alive in the state. At the moment, the Shiv Sena is in talks. At least Uddhav Thackeray has spoken to the Congress, he's spoken to the NCP. There have been suggestions in order to keep the government alive that he stepped down. There is nothing to suggest that he's not willing to take that decision. But now, the big story that we are seeing, more MLAs apparently reaching Guwahati. A handful of them are supposed to be arriving. In fact, three more is what we are told. These are the latest images which are coming in. We'll have our reporters up in just a few moments from now. These are images which have come in from Guwahati at this stage. We'll get the latest feed and reactions from Guwahati in a moment. Let me go first across to Saurabh Gupta, who's been tracking this all day. Saurabh, are there more Shiv Sena MLAs who've reached Guwahati? All right, we'll get Saurabh up in a few moments from now. Saurabh, are you there?
Bolo. Sorry.
Saurabh?
Yes.
Are more MLAs of the Shiv Sena now in Guwahati?
Yes, definitely. Gulab Rao Patil, who's a minister who comes from the same region as Eknath Khadse, is of course, Eknath Khadse is the person who changed from the BJP to the NCP and is now become an MLC on an NCP ticket. Gulab Rao Patil, interestingly, was here yesterday. So, and he's a minister. I believe he's a cabinet minister. So he's, definitely a big addition to the Eknath Shinde camp.
So just one
Manjula
Gavit
again, who's... there's one more. There's Manjula Gavit, who was an independent and had pledged support to the Sena earlier.
One Shiv Sena MLA so far who's an addition, right? So that moves the Shiv Sena numbers
to 31. That's one person we can identify. We don't know if there are more, but there's one person whom we can identify. That's Gulab
Rao Patil. So, Saurabh, I think let's just quickly discuss the numbers at this juncture. All three are saying, okay, the information we are getting right now is that there are three leaders. Three of them are Shiv Sena MLAs who have reached. That's the information that we are getting. We're going to get...
Manjula Gavit is an independent who's joined the Sena.
Right. So... three Shiv Sena MLAs, right? Saurabh, that's what we are getting at this stage. We're going to go with that for the moment. And of course, fast-paced developments over there. But Saurabh, this basically means if it is three Shiv Sena MLAs, the number goes up substantially to what? 33, from 30 to 33. 37 is that magic mark. 37, if Eknath Shinde gets, then he can have the two-thirds to split the Shiv Sena without getting into the anti-defection law scenario. Is that right?
That's right. If not, that is what Eknath Shinde is trying to do, and the buying time, you know, is because of this, that try and get 37 and split the party two-thirds.
Okay.
That's the plan, being backed by the BJP, of course. Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray is expected to leave from his official residence, Varsha,
right,
for his personal residence, Matoshri. Matoshri is important, politically significant, because, of course, it's Balasaheb Thackeray's home. But
right,
at this point, really, it's about the party. If you save the party, you save the government.
Right. Hang on a second. I want to go through what Uddhav Thackeray has actually said his first address a little while earlier on. But this, in fact, is fresh footage of these three MLAs. Yogesh Kadam, Gulab Rao Patil, and Manjula Gave, I believe is Gavit is her name. She is the third one. She is an independent MLA who's joined the Shiv Sena. This footage is from Guwahati, and this has just come in at this stage. Eknath Shinde also visible over here. So this is all right. Akshay Dongre joins us from Guwahati for the very latest. Akshay, confirmed three additional Shiv Sena MLAs are now in Guwahati. Is that right?
Well, absolutely, Vishnu, and this is not a very good news for Uddhav Thackeray, because the number has substantially gone up to 33 now. We have seen that Eknath Shinde has been making claims that about 40 MLAs are with him, and even though if not physically they are not present with him, then what he said earlier, that about 40 MLAs from Shiv Sena are going to support him, which means that more MLA may be joining in upcoming few days, because the hotels in this hotel, the rooms in this hotel have been booked for the next 7 days. 70 rooms have been booked. Security is very, very strict here.
Right.
Nobody is allowed to enter the hotel without even showing the ID cards. So strict security has been made. More and more MLAs coming in clearly shows defiance by the MLAs against the Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray. So clearly that will be a huge blow to the appeal that Uddhav Thackeray has just made. And even after that appeal, MLA is deciding to come and join the rest of the team with Eknath Shinde. That is going to be a massive
blow. Alright, this is a huge development now taking place. These images coming in right now from Guwahati. The man in black, let's have that up full screen over there. Let's roll that video once again if we can. There's a gentleman wearing a black shirt who is shaking hands. That's Yogesh Kadam. There's a gentleman in spectacles, Gulab Rao Patil from the Shiv Sena as well, and the person in the sari is Manjula Gavit. She was an independent MLA, but later she joined the Shiv Sena. So these are the three leaders who have now come in. So that's a huge blow, a further blow to Uddhav Thackeray at this stage. I'm going to quickly introduce our panel: Daniel Francis, Sanjay Gupta of the Shiv Sena, Rohit Chandravarkar, senior journalist, Clyde Crasto of the NCP, Professor Gobardhan Das of the BJP. Sanjay Gupta, you know, the numbers now are 33 in favor of Eknath Shinde. Is it all but over for Uddhav Thackeray and his side of the Shiv Sena?
देखिए, नंबर्स की जो बातें आप अब दिखा रहे हैं, इनको किसी भी तरह से सच नहीं माना जा सकता और इनके ऊपर किसी भी तरह की निष्कर्ष नहीं निकाले जा सकते, क्योंकि जो विधायक हैं वो बॉम्बे में नहीं है, वो किसी दूसरी स्टेट में है। और
नहीं नहीं नहीं,
अगर फैसला होगा तो बॉम्बे में होगा, ना कि कहीं और होगा।
33 है, 37, 37 इज द मैजिक मार्क, 33 तक पहुंच गया है ये नंबर ऑफ लीडर्स एमएलए सपोर्टिंग एकनाथ।
अभी कैसे कहा जा सकता है
जी,
अभी कैसे कहा जा सकता है कि वो अपनी मर्जी से
अभी
साइन
तो
कर रहे
तीन
हैं
या वो है, इनके नाम भी पता है। उसके पहले उसके पहले सूरत में ही एक वीडियो फीड, एक फोटोग्राफ थे जहां 30 एमएलए थे, उनको गिना गया था। नाउ यू ऐड 30, यू ऐड 3 टू 30, इट्स 33 एंड देर आर 4 इंडिपेंडेंट्स ओवर देयर। आई मीन दिस इज हार्डली अ डिबेट।
ये एमएलए जो एमएलए हैं, ये महाराष्ट्र के हैं या गुजरात के हैं?
महाराष्ट्र के हैं, मैं नाम बता सकता हूँ आपको। योगेश कादम हमें बताया गया है, गुलाब राव पाटिल और मंजुला गावित।
अभी जो एक विधायक छूट के आए थे, जिन्होंने अपना बयान दिया
जी
के किस तरह से 200 पुलिस वाले उनके पीछे लगे हुए थे
जी,
और किस तरह से उनको कस्टडी में रखा गया था, क्या उनके बयान से साबित नहीं होता कि उन एमएलए को जबरदस्ती रखा गया है?
नहीं, जरूर ये जबरदस्ती रखा गया है, अगर ये सच है ये दूसरी बात है। मैं सिर्फ आपको ये पूछ रहा हूं कि फिलहाल जो है द नंबर्स आर क्लियरली स्टैक्ड अगेंस्ट उद्धव ठाकरे। देयरफॉर द क्वेश्चन इज, व्हाट इज ही गोइंग टू डू नेक्स्ट?
नंबरों पर
इज ही गोइंग टू रिजाइन?
इन नंबरों पर किसी भी तरह की कोई बात नहीं हो सकती, लेकिन रिजाइन और रिजाइन ना देने वाली की बात यह है कि सीएम उद्धव साहब ने खुद इस बात को कहा है कि अगर सभी एमएलए ये चाहते हैं कि सीएम साहब रिजाइन दे, उद्धव साहब रिजाइन दे,
तो वो खुद कर लेंगे। पर फिलहाल वो उन्होंने खुद नहीं बताया कि वो रिजाइन करेंगे। ही हैज नॉट ऑफर्ड टू रिजाइन, ही सेड इट इज अप टू द अदर्स। सो द बॉल इज इन द कोर्ट ऑफ एकनाथ शिंदे।
देखिए, उन्होंने बिल्कुल क्लियर तौर पे कहा है कि जो विधायक हैं उनके सामने आकर के अपनी बात को कहें और वो जो कहेंगे सब वो मानेंगे, लेकिन अगर किसी दूसरी स्टेट में बैठ करके कोई भी विधायक इस तरह से बात, अभी वो कह रहे खुद कह रहे हैं नहीं कह रहे हैं
okay.
क्या पता साइन उनके या नहीं है, क्या पता।
क्लाइड क्रास्टो, स्पोक्सपर्सन ऑफ द एनसीपी, इज इट योर बिलीफ नाउ टू कीप द महाविकास अघाड़ी अलाइव इन महाराष्ट्र, उद्धव ठाकरे नीड्स टू स्टेप डाउन?
व्हाई शुड ही स्टेप डाउन? आई मीन, सी, दिस इज अ कॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल पोजीशन and we need to go through that route. Let them prove it on the floor of the house.
That's interesting that you say that. It's interesting that you, as a way to keep your government alive.
Listen, you have to prove it on the floor of the house. Now, you threw some numbers. You said 30 became 33.
Yep.
I heard some Eknath Shinde saying 46. I have
no, 30 becomes 33 people. Based on photographs and we identified the three here.
Yeah, fine. Fine, Vishnu. I mean, I'm not disputing what you're saying. So, hear me out also. I have names. I have names of photographs of 26 people. Okay? Eknath Shinde is saying 46. So, who do you believe? Numbers can be thrown.
There are independents also.
No, I agree with you, Vishnu. Hear me out. No, I've been hearing you out. So the point is, what you say and what I say does not matter. What matters is that you prove it on the floor of the house. If Eknath Shinde has the numbers, he can prove it on the floor of the house. But the fact here also comes up is that if he really was upset, if he wanted to talk, remember one thing, Eknath Shinde is no ordinary MLA of the Shiv Sena. He was someone who was close to Mr. Uddhav Thackeray. He was the one who was doing a lot of work. All he had to do if he was upset, you see, you can be upset. You're allowed to be upset if there's a problem. You're in a family, you're in a party, you can be upset. But then why don't you just sit and talk across?
No, so still have my question still stands, Mr. Krastu, as a way out. Should he not step down? Is that not something the NCP is interested in?
Why should he step down?
Okay, the numbers but that's an important political statement that you're making. Is it correct for me to say that the NCP doesn't want him to step down to save the alliance at this stage?
No, it's not the question of saving the alliance. We are in government. We are there. There's no question of saving because we are not in danger. Is someone who has gone out. I'll see. If you go through the whole thing, there have been people who escaped from there saying that, you know, we've been trapped there.
You know, your Congress allies seem to be suggesting, and again, this is all source-based information, that in an effort to try and keep this alliance alive, he may need to step down. It's interesting that the NCP doesn't share that perspective.
So if you're listening to sources, listen to a spokesperson. There's no reason for him to step down. I'm telling you this. There are two people who have escaped and come here. One was escaping and he was taken back. They are saying there are many more who want to come back. Like you said, you know, 30 became 33. Now 33 can become 30.
No, Mr. Krastu, I'll tell you why I disagree with you. Let's just bring up that picture full screen. Let's bring up that picture full screen and take a look at that image, the earlier one, with the photographs. And you know what you'll see on your screen, Mr. Krastu, I hope you can see it. We have numbered all of them.
Now, number, I'm not denying anything.
This
no,
number
I'm
is 34.
Anything.
That's because there are four independents. So they don't count in terms of splitting the Shiv Sena. But
okay,
if you add 3 to this, 33, then, you know, you're very close to that two-thirds mark where you can affect a split without, you know, getting into an anti-defection defection situation.
I can see the visuals. I'm not the one who's going to sit and say those visuals are wrong. The visuals are there, but there could be a different picture tomorrow. You could show a different photograph
so
tomorrow.
So how do you expect that to happen? I mean...
See, like I said... Are
they coming back?
I'll explain this to you. Okay, the two of those MLAs escaped from there. They said they've spoken to a few people who are trapped there. They could leave from there. They can come out from there. That's all a possibility. So we have to wait. Like I said, at the end of the day, you have to prove it on the floor of the house.
Absolutely.
And if they can prove it
There's no dispute about that.
Absolutely. So let's
No dispute about having to prove on the floor of the house. But
absolutely.
I'm just looking at who has the support or the numbers at this time. But let me just go.
Can I get 30 seconds?
Go ahead.
My point here is there are two things to it. If they were so sure about having the numbers, okay, they should have come out and shown all the 37. Like now you said it's 33, but also just to be a little bit of in a different way, they've booked the hotel for 7 days, so they're not sure. They're still trying to gather the numbers, and I don't see this happening.
No, they may not.
So
but they've showed the numbers.
No, there is no 37 there.
No, there's 33. There is 30 plus 33, four are independents. We had the sort of pictures.
33 can become 23 and 3 also.
Okay.
So let's wait.
That's your point. Fair enough. Professor Gobardhan Das, where do you see the BJP actually playing its cards right now? Would you like to split the Shiv Sena and in that process get Eknath Shinde to support you? Because earlier in the day, Mr. Shinde seemed to suggest he's not in talks or active talks with the BJP.
Yeah, good evening, Vishnu, and good evening, my fellow panelists. First thing I would like to mention, BJP has nothing to do with this, what the current situation, what's going on in Maharashtra.
Then how is it that the Chief Minister was seen in that hotel?
How is it that BJP leaders were seen in that hotel?
How is it that they've gone from BJP state to BJP state?
You go to Surat, then you go to Assam, and you allow functionaries of the BJP helping them down. How does it not show that BJP is involved? I mean, if you are going by pictures, please go. There are BJP functionaries sitting in hotel in Surat and coordinating. And then you have the Chief Minister of Assam coming out and doing what he's doing. So how can you say that BJP is not involved? I mean, come on.
sir, you first finish and then let me talk. Otherwise, I cannot be very
honest. Mr. Das, if you say something like that, then I mean, okay? He has to react. I don't blame him at all.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have visuals of certain channels squaring, putting the red marking on the BJP functionary helping out in Surat.
See,
and
that
you
is
have the CM of
Assam. In a hotel,
no,
anybody.
No. You know the names. I know the name. Okay. If the CM of Assam is coordinating. You don't know who the CM of Assam is.
You have capability to cement your MLAs and ministers, and now you are blaming BJP, right? Let me speak first. So your MLAs and BJP MLAs and the ministers are going out of your.
You have the capability to host trading. You have the capability of harassing people. You have the capability of using the central agencies. Okay, and you have the capability. You see the Surat airport. You have Surat airport. The police is dragging the MLAs into the airport. I mean, you are talking about that. We know what your capability is. We know what your capability is. Don't talk about our capabilities. We'll show you what our capabilities. Try and go the normal route. Don't use central agencies. Don't use the police. And let's see what you can do. You're talking about your CM from Assam.
I just want to bring their audio down for a second. I'll come back to them later on. I want to go across to Daniel Francis first and then Rohit Chandravarkar. Mr. Francis, where do you see this actually going? Did you actually see Uddhav Thackeray's speech as essentially a resignation speech?
I found the speech very unappealing for the crisis that he's going through. I thought that he will make a stronger pitch because he has to answer their questions. He has to answer one important question that Mr. Eknath Shinde is posing to him, that we need to get back to our roots. We need to get back to the path of Hindutva, and enough is enough, and we are not going to continue with this soft Hindutva or a soft secular alliance anymore. It's not just the chief minister's chair that Eknath Shinde wants. He wants Shiv Sena to go back to its roots. By his standards, Shiv Sena is a party that has lost its path. So I didn't hear any answer from Mr. Uddhav Thackeray on that whether he is heeding the sentiment of the elected MLAs who are now in Guwahati. Some of them, most of them, I believe, are on their own accord. So what it will lead to only one thing, that either the Sena has to arrest this crisis seriously, or he has to make place for Mr. Eknath Shinde and his ideological demand that he is making. And if he is not ready to make it, then this government is gone and he has to be ready to step down.
Rohit Chandravarkar, essentially now, a lot of people would be asking, what is this really about? Is this about saving the alliance or is this about saving the Shiv Sena? It appears from what Uddhav Thackeray is doing that this is all about saving the Shiv Sena, that the alliance and the government is actually something which is secondary at this stage. Would you agree?
I think, I heard Uddhav Thackeray's speech and I also heard Sanjay Raut's bites in the morning, yep. Shiv Sena spokesperson. And both of them, I think, are mentally preparing their cadre, their Shiv Sainiks, their activists, all of them, that perhaps Shiv Sena will be out of power very soon. That is Uddhav Thackeray's Shiv Sena. Because if you see what Eknath Shinde has tweeted in the afternoon, he's now claiming that he is Shiv Sena.
Right.
He is the original Shiv Sena.
So he's appointed a chief whip.
Yes. So there is an existential crisis. I mean, this is what we predicted. That first tweet one day ago was that I am a troop soldier of Barasaheb. I will stay with Shiv Sena, etc. That was the first tweet from Eknath Shinde. And we predicted that the next day he's going to say that his Sena is the Shiv Sena. The writing on the wall, Vishnu, is very clear. It is very difficult for Shiv Sena to now sustain itself. I think Sharad Pawar is maintaining complete radio silence. I mean, he is not speaking too much. He is not committing anything, not making any comments, because he knows the numbers game is, tilting in favor of Eknath Shinde.
Mr. Chandravarkar, Sharad Pawar and his daughter Supriya Sule went to meet Uddhav Thackeray, who has COVID. That's yes. something. It Vishnu. Just goes to show how desperate Vishnu. They are to sort this out one way or the other.
Vishnu. Yes, and there was a rumor late in the evening today, Vishnu, that they are willing to offer Eknath Shinde the chief ministership.
Right.
And there was some discussion.
No, but Vishnu.
And there was some discussion on other channels whether Eknath Shinde will accept it and return to Sena. My prediction is that Eknath Shinde will not return now to the Sena because the flock he has with him. Many MLAs, including people like Pratap Sarnaik and many others, are facing ED inquiries. They're facing income tax, inquiries, letters, notices, etc. There is no way of return now because we know the driver in all this, the driving force behind all this is BJP. They will not let Eknath Shinde return, whatever the terms are. And
the only way Eknath Shinde gets out of this is if he supports the BJP and there is a BJP leader on top, right? That's what you're saying.
That's right.
So if Eknath Shinde tries to project himself as chief minister or supreme leader of the Shiv Sena, and if it is not an alliance with the BJP, he's going to be in trouble. So he's in a catch-22.
No. It's very clear. Let me just speak for 10 seconds. It's very clear that Eknath Shinde will have alliance with Shiv Sena as a small party leader, or he might with BJP as a small party leader.
He's not going to be any chief minister.
He doesn't have that ambition. He might be promised to be made deputy chief minister. That is what we are hearing. But for your viewers and for, the stakeholders and everybody, I can bet on this that Uddhav Thackeray's government, the Mahavikas Aghadi government, will not last the floor test. The writing on the wall is clear. I can tell you, my word is, this government will collapse whenever the assembly session is called. And I think Uddhav Thackeray's body language and what he spoke on his social media live is like, he's preparing mentally. He left the official residence today. He left his chief minister's official residence.
Okay, half a second. I just want to quickly go across to, I think it's Daniel Francis who wants to make a point. Mr. Francis, quickly.
I want to quickly put this point across. He is the primary demand that he has is that let's get back to Hindutva and let's get back with BJP. Please understand one thing. The people who are giving this sentiment that we need to get back to the BJP are all those who have won because they were in alliance with BJP. They understand that Hindutva is also their bread and butter on which they win elections. They understand that imagine that there's an election. You see, 12 major cities in Maharashtra are going for local body municipal elections.
14.
Most importantly, these are largely fought on Hindutva and strident Hindutva, and where BJP and Sena combinedly fight and win those elections. And those who in electoral politics in Shiv Sena do understand that a soft secular position is never going to get them votes. Never going to get the
votes.
All right,
okay, gentlemen, I'd like to thank you all.
Can I get 10 seconds, Vishnu?
Yeah, go ahead. Mr. Krasto, go ahead.
Vishnu, what I find very surprising is the fact that, this whole thing keeps coming up that, Eknath Shinde is talking about Hindutva. It took him 2.5 years to realize that, that Hindutva has to be followed. While the government was being formed 2.5 years ago, almost 3 years ago, he was part of the whole process. He was part of the whole process. And I remember before the government was formed,
I agree with you.
I have a picture of being in the same room with Eknath Shinde when all these discussions were going on. So he took him 2.5 years to realize this.
Two and a half years for him to realize it. Today, he has the largest part of the legislative party with him, and that's a really concerning part. So whether he realized it 2.5 days ago or 2.5 years ago doesn't really matter. Vishnu, I want to make a simple point.
It's your point against mine. It took him 2.5 years to realize. You say it doesn't matter. I say it matters. You may say it does not matter. I say it matters because it took him 2.5 years to realize. So, he just woke up, then good morning to him. But the point here is he was there part of the process when this government was being formed almost 3 years ago. I remember I was in the same room where he is.
Once he's done, I just want 30 seconds.
So the point here is,
once he's done, I just want 30 seconds.
Daddy, I heard you.
I just want 30 seconds once he's done.
Daniel, go ahead with your point. I'm running out of time.
There's Hemanta Biswa Sharma, there's a Sharad Pawar, there's a Mamata Banerjee, there's a Jagan. All these people are breakaway factions of parties who have got legitimacies because people were with them. Why wouldn't Eknath Shinde get the same legitimacy if he is raging a rebellion?
Okay, all right. Okay. That's enough for this program. Everybody, we'll come back later on. Wait. Please, everybody, calm down. I need to go across some images just in the last little while. Uddhav Thackeray has left his official residence. He's on his way to Matashri. That was the residence of Balasaheb Thackeray. That is his home. It's a family home. And he's going to be leaving very soon, in fact, anytime now. These are images which I believe are coming in from outside his official residence in Mumbai. But the big story and the big development in the last half an hour or so is that Eknath Shinde, sitting all the way across the country in Guwahati, has the support of three more Shiv Sena MLAs. That takes him to 33, just four short of 37, which is the magic mark he needs to split the Shiv Sena. But a lot of support, as we saw with those flags outside the official residence of Uddhav Thackeray. Anytime now, we expect Uddhav Thackeray to be leaving. Suitcases being taken out, as you can see over there, it's all happening. Some would suggest that the speech that he gave a little while earlier on was essentially a resignation speech. Anything else that happens from this stage onwards is Uddhav Thackeray going through the motions. The suitcases being moved out of the official residence, he's on his way to Matashri. Remember, Uddhav Thackeray is not well, he's got COVID as well. A lot of his supporters out there, all of his MLAs, other than just a handful, are in Guwahati, all the way across the country at this stage. Three more have joined. But what are the options available for Eknath Shinde? Is he going to go with the BJP? Would they want to have him as a possible chief minister? The answer to that is a firm no. In which case, what role does he play? Does he want to keep the Shiv Sena intact? And does he appear, or does he indicate, is there anything to suggest that he's going to be successful if there is a floor test? This is all headed towards a floor test at this stage. Comments on coup coming in. Parangav writes in, will Uddhav Thackeray resign as chief minister to support the party? Venkateshan writes in, says, looks like the BJP government will be formed in Maharashtra. Well, that is one suggestion, certainly. Let's see what finally happens. Fairly undecided at this stage. Nidhi Razdan comes up in the next few minutes with No Spin.